yeah, took a look at the menu. And again, I know Italian food pretty well. And I don't know what they were doing. This is all small little portions and whatnot that they were serving. Push came to shove. Well, dinner is done. I'm still hungry at the end. But again, everybody's got a fawn all over the place because, oh, look at how awesome this is. Look at how great this is. Look at the ratings. It's in all the magazines. Yeah, right. I don't know how I choose restaurants. Okay, choose them. The ones that have been around for 10, 15, 20, 30, if not longer years. Why? Because I know they're good. They're not flash in the pan. Those are the ones that I look to. You know, that's the thing when it comes to money, when people start having money, is oftentimes the amount of money that they spend on something equates to it automatically being better. And yeah, quick story, another restaurant story. It's back when I worked in a restaurant. Back when I'm working in a restaurant Upper East Side of Manhattan, one that's been there now for, what, 3.5 decades? Phenomenal. Again, restaurant tips, when you're going around, ask me. I'll point you in the right direction. This guy that used to come in all the time, he was a real jerk. He was annoying. He was rude. The bar, he's loud. The maitre d' said, oh, he's coming in again. He's like, Chris, he's going to want to, you know, sell him that bottle of wine there. It was the $8, $9, $10 bottle, I think, our cost. We might have sold it. I don't even think we sold it. I mean, it was like house stuff. Wasn't that great? Like, sell it to him for $70, $80. I'm like, what do you mean? It's like, fine. You sell it to him for an expensive price, he's going to tell you it's awesome. Sure enough, the maitre d' was right. What am I trying? What's my point here? What am I trying to get across? You don't want money to define you. You don't want money to give you fewer options, right? One of the things we do for our clients, and we've talked about this here on the program, you're life prepping is what you're doing. You're life prepping. You want in life, you want options, you want optionality. You want to be able to make a turn, go in a different direction if you have to. And that's what wealth can do. Wealth can also, what? Box you in. I have this bill, I owe this, I've got this car bill because I have to have the fancy, this kind of car because I make this amount of money, and I got to have this type of house because I make this amount of money. No. No. I was thinking about this the other day. I was thinking about my life. I was kind of going back in time. I got a lot more reflection as of late as my kids are getting older. I know what, you know what made my kind of prompted it this past week is my my eldest son is taking his Regents exams. He had to take his biology Regents exams. It's a New York State test this past week. And I remember taking that exact same exam. Well, I don't know. This nostalgia coming back to me actually made me think about something. Hey, you know what? We got to take a break. I'll get back into it when we get back. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our site. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our newsletter. Consultations with our certified financial planners. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, or give us a call, 800-471-5984. That's 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, the Democrat from New York, said the Senate has come to an agreement on the infrastructure bill.
We have come to an agreement for final passage of the bipartisan infrastructure proposal. As we move forward, we're proceeding on both tracks. the track of the bipartisan infrastructure proposal and the track of the budget resolution with reconciliation instructions.
The vote is expected Tuesday morning around 11 a.m. Eastern. State District Judge Brad Urrutia ruled in favor of Texas Democrats who fled the state last month to block Republican-backed voting integrity legislation. Texas House Speaker Dade Phelan and other officials are now barred from arresting the lawmakers. The judge, a Democrat, signed the order on August 8th, issuing the injunction. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
They say the Delta variant is spreading fast. In Australia, they're even using the military to enforce new lockdowns. Will it happen here? All this week, Stinchfield answers that and more about the big bad lockdowns. Tune into Stinchfield on Newsmax. Find out about new calls for lockdowns, more masks, and even forced vaccinations. You thought it couldn't happen here. Now, Stinchfield is on tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern, exposing the dangers to you and your family. He reveals who's really behind the big bad lockdowns, the real truth you need to know. Over 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. It's on all major cable systems like DirecTV, Dish, and Xfinity. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax. Plus, you can stream it for free on Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch it anytime, anywhere. Don't miss Stinchfield on Newsmax tonight.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back, everybody. Philosophical here. You don't want to ever lose who you are. And you never, ever want your wealth and your money to define who you are and where you came from. It's talking about stuff and how oftentimes wealth can give people, or money can give people, wealth's a bad word, money can give people fewer options. Fewer options. Talking about thinking back and nostalgia. And I put this in terms also of real estate, housing, simplicity. I have my home here on the North Shore of Long Island. When we moved back, I've been living with my my in-laws now for forever. And difficult to find a house for seven people, and we eventually found one. And this one's a little bit bigger than what I wanted and a little bit more land that I wanted, but I love it. Love it. Big backyard, kids can play in. It's great. Great to have people over, barbecues, all sorts of stuff. It's big enough where, you know, I don't need to go into the city. I don't need to have an office in Manhattan. I don't need to have an office anywhere. I have a ton of space here. Most people don't realize this. I actually had this question the other day. True story. Guy was asking me, couldn't believe it. He said, you have your office and your studio in your home? Well, what do you do if clients want to come and meet you? I have them over to the house. If it's nice out, we'll go in the backyard. I'll cook them a burger. And we'll hang out. We'll do what I would normally do. I don't need to be in some super fancy glass tower building with everyone wearing ties. And I don't have to do that to do what I do. I am who I am. You come over and hang out. I'm going to have people. I work out of my house. There's nothing wrong with that. More than enough space. I've got my own area. And again, it's good for me because the most important thing to me is time. I arrange my life. So, I have a lot of work I have to do over the course of the day. But guess what? I got to make practice at the end of the day. I got to make my kids' games. I'm going to tournaments. I don't have to spend time. I've arranged my life. I don't have to commute, waste time commuting. I got it down. Where I can do all of the things that I want to do. And it's kind of encourage people not over the years as they get more, not to lose who they are. Now, I'm kind of faced with the reality. I was actually having a long talk with my wife about it this past week. Again, I love this place. There's no way. There's no way my wife and I and my mother-in-law are going to stay in this house when kids are gone and off to college and away. Well, this house with so many wonderful memories and so many things to do, it would be sad. It would be. I'm happy today, but I was also happy when I was in a two-bedroom apartment in Queens when I just had my son with my wife. That was small. Happy either way. And that's basically what I'm trying to get across to people. And you know, the happiest people are people that really have what I've seen. Now, you don't have to listen to my advice, but we've seen a lot are the ones that get their priorities straight, the ones who never forget, never lose who they are. Anyway, break time. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere. We shall return.
Mike Hewitt here. Let's change the subject. Are you an employee or an employer, a coach, a negotiator, a manager, a salesperson? Need help navigating this new world we all find ourselves in? Learn from more than three decades of direct management and negotiating experience and a professor of business management. politics? You betcha. Understanding the politics of business is crucial to your success. This isn't about the latest fad. It's about tried and true process-driven victories, management by measurement, full-circle documented communications. Let's get passionate about our business, our career, and success. Let's not reinvent the wheel. Let's draw on what's worked for some of the most successful employees and employers in America. Our next event, The Days Inn, Grayling, Michigan, July 16th. Reserve your seating at TalkMyQ.com or call 616-405-3420.
The entire world watched. They watch each step down the rungs of that small ladder, one after another, and waited with great anticipation for that last step.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
At that moment, humanity saw the impossible become the possible, and today the sky is not the limit. The Chief, pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Green lights. Hey, girl. School zone. I'm getting hungry. Car changing lanes. You want to meet me for pizza? Stop sign. Intersection clear. Yeah, street. Pizza sounds good. Ball in street? Girl in street!
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text, stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-319-2629. That's 800-319-2629. 800-319-2629.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everybody. In some of my email aggregates this past week, the past several weeks, people want my opinion on what's taking place with technology and the antitrust fervor that's being whipped up to some degree. I don't necessarily believe that much is going to be done. And I we have talked about this here on the program. When it comes to big government and life as a whole, I am glasses half full. I am an optimist. When it comes to where we are as, in terms of government, and the Watchdog on Wall Street, Axis of Evil, and these people that are there in D.C., I am cynical. When they open up their mouths, I just assume that they are lying. Now, I happen to think that, yes, I happen to think these big technology companies, in particular, okay, it's a technology, it's a broad brush right there. Now, I don't have any problem with Apple. I don't have any problem with Apple. I don't have much of a problem with many aspects of Amazon, believe it or not. Some things I do. I don't think Amazon should have any business owning the Washington Post. I think many of what you want to call technology companies, even these major media companies, are essentially becoming technology companies with the streaming services. I think they should be forced to divest of their news divisions. I think those operations should run by themselves. Again, they'll say, well, we can't afford to do it. Yeah, you can. You can figure it out. You can figure it out. There's an old saying that, and again, I don't know who said it. It says, if you want to see who rules over you, see who you cannot criticize. And when I see some of the things that are taking place and the censorship that's taking place and various different social media companies out there, it scares the crap out of me. There's a lot that scares the crap out of me. Yeah, Pinterest there? If you put any sort of Bible verse up there, boy, oh boy, you're in trouble. It's creepy. It is. And I hate defining things in terms of left and right, but let's be honest here. The left, they've won the culture wars here right now. They're running the show. Big-time entrepreneur Naval Ravikant was on, actually, Joe Rogan's podcast. And he made the statement. He said, the left has won the culture wars. Now they're just driving around and shooting the survivors. He's right. This stuff is frightening. Tim Cook from Apple. Gave Stanford's commencement address and actually said that companies need to start taking responsibility for the chaos that they create. He's right. He's right. You got all these people out there, again, I'll use it lefties, but they're not just lefties out there. Oh, we got to sue oil companies. We got to go after oil companies and all these fossil fuel companies. Right, right. Yeah. Go after them. They're the problem. Twitter has done more harm to this country. Big media conglomerates have done a hell of a lot more harm to this country than fossil fuel companies. Give me a break. Yes, they're creating a lot of chaos. And some of the things that are coming down the pike are downright frightening. Frightening stuff. You know, there's certain things that I'll read about and I'll see that's coming or that are being worked on. And again, I'm a big believer in trying to see 50 steps down the road and seeing the consequences of certain technologies. Well, let me tell you something. There's some things, well, you know, we're going to talk about this when we get back. Stuff that actually put a chill up my spine. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Tune in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on Hunterdon Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in Hunterdon County.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back. Listen, I saw this when it first started coming out. And I made a comment here on the program. This is a while ago. I don't know, it's a couple years ago. I made a comment here on the program, and I actually caught some flack from it. How could you say something like that? Why? Because I knew. What am I talking about? The people who started developing these things called deep fake videos. I said right here on the program that these people should be shot. Yeah, I went there. Some people say I go over the top sometimes, but I went there. I went there because I saw something. I saw something that has the potential to kill millions of people. I did. Yeah, being a student of history, I understand the power of disinformation, of lies, of propaganda. These deep fake videos kind of started out. Man, they started using them in porn, for crying out loud. And it was easy to detect. It was easy to see that it was fake. Not anymore. Not anymore. This technology that's being developed right now, you can't tell the difference. And not only that, there is software, the software being developed to detect whether something is faked or not, can't keep up with the technology that is trying to deceive you. Think about how this could be used. Think about it. You could start a war. You could have somebody out there. We'll use Donald Trump. Take Donald Trump coming out and doing a deep fake video of him saying horrible things about this one, that one, whatever it may be, or Barack Obama. What does it make any difference? This technology, I don't see what good is going to come out of this technology, yet it's being developed at our colleges and universities. Like I said, sends a chill up my spine at what this could possibly do. So yeah, some of these things, yeah, I do think the government needs to get involved with. Hey, you want to talk about nukes? Nukes, deep fake videos to me are scarier than nukes. Deep fake videos are much, much more frightening to me than nukes. Anyway, quickly on this next thing, when we talked about lobbyists and whatnot, Google, we're staying on the technology tack right now. Google I found out that they basically fired a lot of their lobbyists right now, and they are, they're hiring. All this government scrutiny is coming on. You know what they got to do? They got to hire the big guns. You know what they got to hire? People who used to work in former administrations. And this is a How the World Works story. So yeah, they're hiring big guns from the Bush administration. They're hiring big guns from the Obama administration because they have all of the connections inside Washington, D.C. so they can protect themselves. And do you have this type of protection in Washington, D.C.? Do I have this type of protection in Washington, D.C.? No. No. Again, your government is bought and sold. Anyway, I want to change course here quickly, talk about what happened in Chattanooga, Tennessee, at the Volkswagen plant. The United Auto Workers lost. They lost. Second attempt to organize and unionize Volkswagen's plant in Chattanooga, Tennessee. They build Passat sedans and the Atlas SUV. The union spent a fortune. They spent a fortune trying to win this. But they couldn't What couldn't they do? They couldn't overcome Volkswagen's pitch that workers are better off without a union, taking money out of their paychecks for dues and making the plant less competitive. Wages and benefits for production workers can add up to $23.50 an hour, which is well above the median in Chattanooga. Why do you think Volkswagen went to Chattanooga in the first place? Why? This is just another great example. Why did Boeing open up the plant? Remember that? Boeing opens up the plant in South Carolina. Do you remember Barack Obama tried to block it? Tried to force, wanted to tell Boeing where they could put the plant up. No. You got to go do that back in, you got to back in Washington. You got to do that back in Seattle. No. Not to mention the fact that the UAW was hurt by federal corruption charges against prominent UAW officials, including the misuse of union dues for lavish personal spending. Go figure. It's not a very good look when you're trying to convince workers to commit a chunk of their hard-earned wages for union purposes. Yeah. If you paid attention to this, former UAW Vice President Norwood Jewell, who represented the union with Fiat Chrysler, he pleaded guilty in April to accepting tens of thousands of dollars in meals and golf trips from Fiat Chrysler. Again, the UAW is blaming this defeat on national labor laws it claims are broken because workers have to endure threats and intimidation. Right. Sure. Sorry, guys. It's not 1910. Union organizers, it's protected by law. And they had years to make their case to the workers at the Chattanooga workforce. And guess what? They told you to take a hike. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Again, our newsletter. Consultations with our certified financial planners. All sorts of great things right there at the site. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, the Democrat from New York, said the Senate has come to an agreement on the infrastructure bill.
We have come to an agreement for final passage of the bipartisan infrastructure proposal. As we move forward, we're proceeding on both tracks, the track of the bipartisan infrastructure proposal and the track of the budget resolution with reconciliation instructions.
The vote is expected Tuesday morning around 11 a.m. Eastern. State District Judge Brad Urrutia ruled in favor of Texas Democrats who fled the state last month to block Republican-backed voting integrity legislation. Texas House Speaker Dade Phelan and other officials are now barred from arresting the lawmakers. The judge, a Democrat, signed the order on August 8th, issuing the injunction. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
I'm looking forward to a play date with my granddaughter.
Nana! I can't wait to get together with my friends for a backyard barbecue.
If you're 65 or older, you're starting to get back to doing things you love. Did you know even healthy adults 65 and older are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia? It's a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM 197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Ask your doctor or pharmacist today about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
As the Taliban conquered a sixth provincial capital in Afghanistan over the weekend, the Pentagon reports the situation hinges on Afghan civilian and military leadership to stop the terrorists. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Former Admiral John Kirby, now the Pentagon press secretary, said the fighting in the country is clearly not going in the right direction. Kirby said the U.S. believes the Afghan forces have the capability to make a big difference on the battlefield.
Whatever the outcome here, when we look back, we're going to be able to know, we're going to be able to say that it was driven by leadership, Afghan leadership, political and military leadership. That's what's vital here.
Researchers have uncovered a new Android Trojan dubbed Flytrap that spread to more than 10,000 victims via rigged apps and Facebook accounts. In a report posted Monday, Flytrap has spread to at least 144 countries since March. The malware has been traced to operators working out of Vietnam. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Ivy League school Princeton University in New Jersey is offering a new course this semester titled Black Lives Matter and pushes the critical race theory. Former professor at Princeton, Dr. Carol Swain, tells Fox News, "This is un-American and what you can read to understand the views of CRT and what's wrong with it."
Critical race theory was around, it's been around for decades, but what we do know is that it did not stay on the university campuses, that it has permeated every sector of our society. And we know the harmful effects of taking that dangerous ideology that divides Americans into the K through 12 classrooms. And so I think that we now see that there needs to be a reckoning with universities, especially those that are turning out the future leaders of tomorrow, the Ivy League schools, where the graduates dominate our society. And we need to stop selecting Supreme Court justices almost exclusively from that environment. And while I have your audience, I'd like to point out that I have a new book on critical race theory that offers strategies on how to fight back. It explains what it is, where it came from, how it impacts our society, why it's un-American. It runs counter to our Constitution, and we don't have to stand for it. And the book is Black Eye for America, How Critical Race Theory is Burning Down the House.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 in Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, 100inchamberradio.com. Brought to you by the 100in County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Yes, it is. Welcome back, everybody. It is the one, the only, the Watchdog on Wall Street Show. Again, we are going to try to frame politics in a different way than everyone else is doing, and we're going to talk about ideas. And again, I'm going to give attribution to ideas. You got a bad idea? Well, I'm going to let, you know, the person who came up with the bad idea. Good ideas? I'll let everybody know. It's actually funny. There was a, this was years ago. It was that was Australia. Now I remember now. Australia, that was some, basically an Australian PSA, where they put out this song called Dumb Ways to Die. It was an Australian PSA, dumb ways to die, dumb ways to die. Anyway, dumb ideas. I got to come up with a tune for that. And to start off, first and foremost, and again, this is going to end up being a column. I got a funny feeling because I was doing some homework this past week. I mentioned this first hour of the program. And I found this this Greek play that it's around 388 BC. It was written by Aristophanes, and it's called Plutus. Not Pluto, Plutus. Wealth. Plutus was the Greek god of wealth. Now, let me give you a bit of a background in regards to the time that this was written. Athens endured the Peloponnesian War, had ended. Let's just say it was going downhill. Things weren't so great in Athens at that point in time. But anyway, this I found this play fascinating. And basically what it's about is just this poor man, Crimulus, who found, well, he went to go see an oracle. He wanted to find out, you know, what his son should do and what field he should go into. And the oracle told him to leave. And then the first person that he walks into, he should follow him. Follow him. Well, actually persuade that guy to come along with him. And the first person that he meets after seeing the oracle happens to be this blind beggar. But it wasn't really a blind beggar. It was Plutus, the god of wealth. Now, the god of wealth, Plutus, was blind. Zeus took away the eyesight of Plutus. And this was so Plutus would be unable to distinguish between various different people, might want to call the just or the unjust, whatever that means. Again, think about that in terms of the way we have divisions in our society, the just and the unjust. So Plutus is persuaded. He comes to Crimulus' house, and he's convinced that if he can fix Plutus' eyesight, if we can find a way to fix his eyesight, then basically what? All the wealth will then be distributed to all the virtuous people rather than just how it is randomly distributed, right? And the world will be a better place. But on arriving at the house, they happen to encounter another god. This time it's the goddess. The goddess, believe it or not, of poverty. And she makes the point, saying, listen, without different levels, without farmers, without people that go out and do butcher and clean roads, there's going to be a problem. There's going to be no fine goods. There's not going to be any luxury foods. Nobody would work anymore if everybody were rich. But, of course, Crimulus, he was unimpressed by arguments. But what they end up doing is they end up getting Plutus's eyesight restored. And it was at some temple, and magic was done. A temple that was famous for cures and miracles. So guess what? Plutus begins to hand out riches to other people, more deserving people, right? And he actually starts taking riches away from other people. The whole world is turned upside down in a mess, and Zeus has got to come back. And anyway, I'm not going to get into the entire story, but you think about bad ideas. You know, Bernie Sanders out again, pushing socialism on everybody. Hey, they're going to start calling Bernie Sanders the Plutus. He's going to be the god of wealth, and Bernie Sanders is going to decide who gets to keep it and who doesn't get to keep it. More dumb ideas. Well, anyway, I'll give you another one. Elizabeth Warren has now come out and said that she wants $7 billion that she can disperse to minority entrepreneurs. $7 billion she wants to send basically to Black, Latino, and Native American entrepreneurs. Well, okay, it's minorities. Why are you picking them? Are not Asians minorities as well? Asians are a minority here in this country, are they not? Oh, but they do too well. So they don't get the cheap money that you're going to take from everyone else and disperse. Again, more dumb ideas. I cannot stand. I look at stuff like that, like Elizabeth Warren, what she says, and I find it offensive. Offensive to the point where, you know, you're basically insulting Blacks, Latinos, and Native Americans and saying that, you know what, you guys are just, I mean, I gotta be harsh here. You're too stupid. You're too dumb. You can't cut it. Sorry, all you Black people, all you Latinos, all you Native Americans. You need me. You need me. Elizabeth Warren and people like me. Because you cannot compete. You're not as good as the Asians. You're not as good as the white people. You need me to help you out. Makes me sick to my stomach. It really does. Another thing, more dumb ideas being pushed. You've got, again, free college is back up on the national stage. Hey, let me go to the scorebook here, what's being pushed. Elizabeth Warren, free tuition at public colleges and universities. Free. Free how? How the blank is it free? I got to go back in time, a story that I've told here in the past. When my eldest son, Stephen, we were going for a parent-teacher meeting. This is back when I lived in Florida, Southwest Florida. And went into the school, and on his hallway, they had pictures of project that their kids were working on, the rights of Americans. And one of the posters I saw there was right to a free education. And as we're waiting, I point that out to my son, and I'm like, Stephen, this is not right. It's not free. It's not free. And I basically explain to my son that myself and other taxpayers are paying property taxes so you can go to school and get that education. It's not free. Somebody pays. The fallacy of free. Where the hell is all this money going to come from? For public colleges and universities. Where is it going to come from? Amy Klaubacher says that the free tuition should be limited to 2 years of community college. Kirsten Gillibrand wants to provide free tuition in exchange for public service. Now, this one ticks me off, too. Public service? Who does more public service? The person working 9 to 5 at a nonprofit, or the guy working 120 hours a week slaving away at a diner that employs 25 people? Who is doing more of a public service, Kirsten? The business owner, the entrepreneur. Those are the ones that are truly doing a public service.
I'm going to go get a job at a nonprofit.
Shut up. Go get a real job. Basically, this, again, you're going to see this. It's going to be big. It's going to be big. How can it not? How can it not? You got tons of kids out there. Give me free stuff. Uh-oh, so-and-so says I'm going to get a free, my tuition's going to go away, going to make my tuition, poof, disappear. Oh, I'm going to vote for them. Giving away free stuff. It works every single time. Another, I got a few more here we got to get through. Cory Booker. Again, none of these people understand how the world works at all when it comes to subsidies. Obviously not. Cory Booker now wants to subsidize leases. That's right, leases. Above 30% of income. He wants to give a refundable tax credit for tenants. Anyone paying more than 30% of their income before tax income would be eligible for the credit. That would cover the difference between 30% of a beneficiary's income and their rent. Wow. How about that? Wow, we're going to now start helping people to pay for their rent. Do you have any idea? Do you have any clue at how perverse this is? The insane incentives this could create? The price of the rents are going to go through the roof. What do you think is going to happen? What do you think landlords are going to do? You don't think that they're going to take notice of this? Again, I've given this example before. I'm going to do it again. Some idiot politician decides that coffee is too expensive. That's right. Your morning latte, whatever the hell you want, is too expensive. Let's say coffee prices go up and it's $8 for a cup of coffee in the morning. An idiot politician decides to come out and say, you know what? We're going to start subsidizing coffee. It's not fair. It's not right. I've got to do something about this expensive coffee. Everybody's going to get a $3 tax subsidy for every coffee that they get. Ah, what's Pete's Coffee going to do? What's Starbucks going to do? All of a sudden, that $3 is going to be priced. They're going to basically raise their prices from $8 to $11. You were paying for it at $8. Now you're getting $3 from the government. You're going to pay for it at $11. The same thing that happened with housing, the same thing that happened with health care, and the same thing that's happened with higher education. Dumb and dumber. Got to take a break. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Dumb ways to die. No dumb ideas coming out of useless politicians. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We shall return.
I'll admit I was wrong. What else can I say, girl? Can't you play my head and not my heart?
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, your military talk radio show. Army clothing experts are testing new extreme cold weather gear that's designed to be lighter, better fitting, and more effective in colder conditions than the current layering system. This winter, researchers at the Army's Combat Capabilities Development Command Soldier Center plan to field test the cold temperature Arctic system, a prototype system designed to be effective down to minus 65 degrees Fahrenheit. The current cold weather clothing, a 7-level system that offers options from base layers to an extreme cold jacket and pants, is designed to be effective to minus 60 degrees Fahrenheit, but currently it performs at the negative 40 to 45 degree range. Quote, we want a system effective down to the negative 65 degrees. Hey, but we don't need this because we're experiencing global warming, right? Well, thank you for joining me for A Minute with the Colonel.
Wouldn't it be great to see your windows in a whole new light? Do it right.
Call your local neighborhood experts. Budget Blinds. You'll get beautiful style and personalized service for every budget. We bring the showroom right to your home, so you can choose from hundreds of blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes. Plus smart home window coverings you control with the touch of a button. And with Budget Blinds, we do it all for you. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy. There's a reason why Budget Blinds is the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. So let's get your home a whole lot of gorgeous. Get your free consultation right at home. Just go online to budgetblinds.com or call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free consultation right at home. Now that's beautiful. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details. Exercise is hard. So is maintaining a healthy diet. Of course, neither is half as hard as dying. Sadly, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke kill nearly a million people a year. Even sadder, most of these deaths are preventable with a few lifestyle changes, including regular activity, healthier eating, and not smoking. Talk to your doctor about your risk for type 2 diabetes and heart disease. And if your doctor recommends lifestyle changes or medication, listen. The reason so many die is because not enough are willing to change. You can stop it, starting right now. It's your life. Listen to your doctor. Eat better. Get moving. Visit checkupamerica.org or call 1-800-DIABETES. A message from the American Diabetes Association.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Nobody cares. I learned nobody gives a damn. Nobody cares about spending. It's, I've been talking about this for a long time. Like I said, you'd be hard-pressed to hear Limbaugh or Hannity even talk about this stuff. They only talk about ridiculous spending and out-of-control deficits when there is a Democrat in the White House, which is a bit disingenuous if you ask me. There is a limit, people, whether you want to believe it or not. There is. And you take a look at the amount of money that we spend on interest on our debt and the deficits that we're running. It's sad. I see those interest payments and I say to myself, look at what could be fixed. Look what could be done with that money. Even if we didn't want to return it to the taxpayers. Anyway, federal spending has top $3 trillion through May for the first time. Deficit hits $738 billion. And nobody cares. Nobody gives a damn. I remember, do you remember back when Barack Obama tasked, Alan Simpson and Erskine Bowles to come up with ways of reducing debt and deficits, and to be honest, they came up with a pretty damn good plan, bipartisan plan. They did a pretty damn good job, and of course, it was ignored. Remember back then, Boehner and Obama went at it, which then led to some stupid super committee that couldn't get anything done. The super committee to save the universe. Bunch of senators didn't get anything done. Then it led, went to sequestration. It was, nobody cares. And again, I'm an equal opportunity basher here on the program. Republicans will care. Republicans will start jumping up and down and they'll get bent out of shape and all angry. My question is, what happened to all of you Tea Party people out there? I haven't changed. What happened to all you Tea Party people out there that were against all the ridiculous government spending? What happened? And this is part of the problem. Everybody picks a side. Oh, my team won. It's not a team. It's not a team. We, the people, should be on the same team. You people need to understand where the enemy is, where the issues are. And that's in D.C. Those are the people that are running the country. I don't care if you voted for Trump. It doesn't matter to me. The spending is out of control. The wars are still going on in the Middle East. The troops are still not coming home. People are still streaming.